Child of Christmas from Patty Noonan's album. Lovely. Okay, there. And friends, again, we'd like to remind you, you know, if you're thinking, by the way, if you got caught short, and which of us didn't, and you'd like to do something really special, and you haven't gotten around to it yet for Christmas, how about giving a gift of a trip to Ireland? As I mean, excuse me, that's a no-brainer. Okay, so how would you go about that? Well, I'll give you a hint. How about logging on to Tourism Ireland's website? That's ireland.com. Ireland.com. Okay. All right. Irish exiles, oh my God, and don't we all feel it around this time of the year? And I know we have, you know, whereas this program is coming to you from New York, the Irish diaspora, worldwide, okay? And I'm sure everybody has a soft spot for Ireland, you know, this Christmas.
They'll be coming in from London, from Boston and New York, to Shannon, Knock and Dublin, and by the boat to Cork. And as they see their country, how glad their hearts will be, for Christmas time in Ireland and their home and family. From Derry down to Kerry, from Cork to Donegal, oh, Christmas time in Ireland, the time that's best of all. The flight of ours returning on the big Erlingus plane, to see their happy faces when they see their land again. The meeting and the greeting and the presents just for you, sure there's nothing like the Christmas time in Ireland's 32. From Dublin in the east, a bit of a mullet in the west, oh, Christmas time in Ireland is the time that I love best. The Christmas Kelly down in the County Clare, the dancers and the stories and the love that's in the air, the Renboys and the Rhymers and the lights upon the tree. A Christmas time in Ireland, that's the time for me. From the Foyle to the Shannon, the Liffey to the Lee, a Christmas time in Ireland, sure that's the time for me. To see the cross of Patrick shine on a mountain pass, to feel the grace and glory of the Christmas midnight mass, to be back in our country at the time of peace and love, for we know our little Ireland was sent from up above. From Derry down to Kerry, from Cork to Donegal, oh, Christmas time in Ireland, the time that's best of all. From the Foyle to the Shannon, the Liffey to the Lee, oh, Christmas time in Ireland, sure that's the time for me.
Yes, okay. Banjos.
Banjos we have heard on high, banjos heard on high.
Get out your banjo there.
I heard a band of angels sing, banjos we have heard on high, banjos heard on high. And on this day a newborn king, banjos we have heard on high, banjos heard on high. Holy night, silent night, Lord of Lord and Light of Light, angels sing, banjos ring, praise the newborn king. Son of man, banjos we have heard on high, banjos heard on high. shining star. Angels we have heard on high, angels heard on high. And following were wise men from afar. Angels we have heard on high, angels heard on high.
Good time being had by all there with Francis and Tommy Nelson. Yeah, Christmas in Paris. A very famous poem indeed. Friends, we're about to hear. I thought we'd hear it now, but like everything else, yeah, slipped away from me. But in the meantime, this isn't bad either. We'll do it. Okay. Okay, here we go. Yeah. This will do for now. It's a lovely, it's a whisper. Yeah. Paul McGrattan. Thank you. And the name of this tune, actually, is Christmas Eve. Paul McGrattan, and from Flannelly Studios in New York, we want to wish you all a very, very happy Christmas indeed. Good. You know, I half introduced this before, so I'll give you the other half. One of Ireland's greatest poets and writers, you know, friends, Patrick Kavanagh, who's from Monaghan, and happy birthday or happy Christmas to the Colemans here, but he wrote and created so many poems, friends, many of them again were to bring us a taste and a good taste of Ireland. So it's one of them, I think, we would recognize. And again, I lost it for the second time. You know, I'm flying it here. Yeah. This be a good time to... tell you what we'll do. Found it, finally. Okay, and it's by Robbie O'Connell. And it's something that it's a great tune and a great song and a great poem, friends. But before I want to tell you that, I just want to again remind you that you can reach us just about any time, anywhere, no matter where you are throughout the world. The best way to do it is Áine@irishradio.com. That's Áine@irishradio.com. And, friends, again, wherever you are, just remember that all of our interviews, including, of course, today's program, is available on Irish Radio, irishradio.com worldwide. Okay, finally, the tune, the song, the story. This is the wrong one, but I'll give this one anyway, because this is Christmas in the Trenches, not by Patrick Kavanagh.
1915 on Christmas Day, on the Western Front the guns all died away, and lying in the mud on bags of sand, we heard a German sing from no man's land. He had a tenor voice so pure and true.
The words were strange, but every note we knew. Soaring o'er the living, dead and damned.
A German sang of peace from no man's land. They left their trenches and we left ours.
Beneath thin hats the smiles bloomed like wildflowers, with photos, cigarettes and pots of wine.
We built a soldier's truth on the front line. The singer was a lad of 21.
We begged another song before the dawn. I'm sitting in the mud and blood and fear.
He sang again.
King's War of Peace.
Young soldier sings,
and the song of peace still rings for the captains and all the kings. They'll know.
Brian there. Great song. I'll be home for Christmas. Well, you know how it is yourself. Sometimes you think you know exactly where something is, and then there it is, and it isn't, you know? Well, we finally found, anyway, the poem by Patrick Kavanagh from Monaghan, and, you know, A Christmas Childhood. It goes like this.
My father played the melodeon outside at our gate. There were stars in the morning east, and they danced to his music. Across the wild bogs, his melodeon called to Lennons and Cannons. As I pulled on my trousers in a hurry, I knew some strange thing had happened. Outside in the cowhouse, my mother made the music of milking. The light of her stable lamp was a star, and the frost of Bethlehem made it twinkle. A water hen screeched in the bog. Mass-going feet crunched the wafer ice on the potholes. Somebody wistfully twisted the bellows wheel. My child poet picked out the letters on the grey stone in silver, the wonder of a Christmas town lamp, the winking glitter of a frosty dawn. Cassiopeia was over Cassidy's hanging hill. I looked, and three whin bushes rolled across the horizon. The three wise kings. An old man passing said, "Can't he make it talk? A melodeon." I hid in the doorway and tightened the belt of my box-pleated coat. I nicked six nicks on the doorpost with my penknife's big blade. There was a little one for cutting tobacco. And I was six Christmases of age. My father played the melodeon, my mother milked the cows, and I had a prayer like a white rose pinned on the Virgin Mary's gloves.
By Patrick Kavanagh, and sung and played there by Tommy Sands. Okay. Santa and the kids. Yes, Santa coming tonight.
My mother used to say, "Cause if he sees you begin
Sister Mary Beata Garrity. We'll give this one to her. Silent night and happy Christmas. So we have so many emails coming in, flittering into us. Let's see. Okay, Jim O'Malley. Jim O'Malley is he is a lawyer for more than 40 years, and he's doing U.S. visa laws. Visa law. And he says, I've been listening since 1977. Ah, very good. all the best and a happy new year. And to you too, Jim, and your family from Limerick. That's Jim O'Malley. All right. Happy Christmas. Yes.
Bells on a Christmas morn, the heavens opened and Christ the Lord was born. In the darkness, on a bed of straw, lies a baby that the shepherds saw. No place to rest her infant head.
They're flying in all right here. A fellow host indeed of broadcasting on Hofstra University, Eileen Cronin, and indeed she wishes us all a happy Christmas. She's a host actually of the Long Ireland show. How about that one at Hofstra University? And she says here, oh yeah, I hope you all have a healthy and maybe wealthy New Year. Oh, geez, that's all right too. We'd settle for that one. Congratulations on being on the air for 53. Good for you and Anya. God bless. Hey. You know, Eileen, Anya's not on the air for 53. She gets a puss on her if anybody even suggests that that would be possible, you know? So, she's snotty now at this stage of the game. Anya, just say something for yourself, okay? For Eileen Cronin here, okay? And you have all the Sheridans in Longford and Carrigallen and all over the place too.
Yes, and I was told to be nice because it's Christmas. So thank you, Eileen Cronin, as always, and all my family in Ireland and here and everywhere. Very happy Christmas to everybody.
And also here, another listener here, Jim Sullivan, and he's the editor at brooklynirish.org. Lovely. Great. Oh, boy. See what we started here. Friends, yes. I when I was introducing Mary Coogan before, I actually, that was a slip of the tongue, no fault of the mind. I was thinking of Mary Courtney, who indeed, friends, she is a band leader, has been, and a very popular one at that, from a group called Morning Star. And Mary Coogan, well, yes, of course, Cherish the Ladies. And speaking of Joni Madden and Cherish the Ladies, here from their own Christmas album. An album called Together for Christmas. Friends, we want to bring you greetings, of course, from very close friends of ours, from the Irish Repertory Theatre, you know, the which was founded in 1988 here by Kieran O'Reilly from Cavan, and from Charlotte Moore, who's not from Cavan, very proud of it. But in there's more than 33 seasons. They presented, you know, 200 productions, and, well, you probably know anyway that they are, you know, and have been presenting the best of Irish and Irish-American stage performances. So, and it's the irishrep.org, but We bring you, indeed, from Kieran O'Reilly, Charlotte Moore, at the Irish Repertory Theatre, a very, very happy Christmas. You know, Christmas is, friends, it's a time when we all, you know, remember days of yore. And I know that back in Ireland, yes, it had, you know, it was primarily a, you know, a religious, a Catholic religious holiday, which was being celebrated. And, you know, the churches, choirs, you know, buskers on the street, you know, at Christmas time. And that tradition still, you know, is very, very much alive. But it does bring me back to a time when my brother and my late brother and God rest him, he was the leader of music and singing in our family. And of course he not only was he an amazing singer, but he also composed a lot of music along the way, and including this one here, which I resurrected, and obviously this was done on a tape recorder somewhere along the line, but I figured this would be a good time to play it anyway, and it's by Enda Flannelly. It's a hymn, composed and sung by him.
Oh, blessed stillness of Christmas night, each little window shows candlelight, and from the valley comes distant hymn. The angels tell us of Bethlehem. Mary and Joseph were very poor. They led their donkey to stable door. Among the cattle Jesus they laid. No cozy cot, just a bed of hay. Of angels on mountain high, wise men and shepherds told of the child. Neath stars of heaven ablaze with light, they brought their gifts to the crib that night. Blessed Jesus, as babe you born, as you have turned us from shame and scorn, and like the cattle that kept you warm, breathe down your graces, keep us from harm.
All of us indeed celebrate this Christmas with great memories, and like we all have, okay? And particularly if we look back on the early days. All right. Okay, Silver Bells. Well, this is, and since, you know, there's no shame here anyway, on this program here and want to say this is a song. It's a favorite of my daughter Linda, and she loves things Silver Bells. Let's see. They're running 34, 36 versions of this. Let's hope that, Joel McCartan does it. I think he will, yeah.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling. Hear that ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of street lights, even stoplights, blink of bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crush, see the kids rush. This is Santa's big scene. And above all the bustle you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Christmas time in Ireland.
Christmas time in Ireland. In the days when I was young, when we gathered round at the fire and the old songs they were sung, to hear my dear old mother tell of bygone days of yore and the way that she spent Christmas and dear old Lenamore. Christmas time was different in the days of yesteryear, with candles in the window and the bells rang loud and clear. All the family gathered, they came from far and wide, so we'd be all together for a joyous Christmas time. All around the pictures, red with berries bright, decorations flutter, they make a pretty sight. Peeping through the window, the world is white with snow. The friendly birds are calling, and the widgeons they fly low. Christmas night in Ireland, in the days when I was young, when we gathered round the fire and the old songs they were sung, to hear my dear old mother tell of bygone days of yore and the way that she spent Christmas in dear old Bethlehem. of Christmas Eve, as we watch the bright stars in the sky, my stocking I would leave. Hanging from the bedstead, my heart is full of glee, hoping that dear Santa Claus will please remember me. And then on Christmas morning, as dinner time drew near, the smell of turkey cooking, or the corn cakes and beer. Happy, happy Christmas, let us all be glad that we have cherished memories of the Christmases we've had. Christmas time in Ireland, in the days when I was young, when we gathered round the fire and the old songs they were sung, to hear my dear old mother tell of bygone days of yore, and the way that she spent Christmas in dear old Lennimore.
We need a little Christmas no matter where we are in the world, and we're getting it. So wherever you are, friends, we want to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. So from Flannelly's and Sheridan's and all of us at Irish Radio, Irish Radio Network, USA, IrishRadio.com, Kevin O'Connor from Ireland, and of course Dr. Miriam Nyhan Gray. We need a little Christmas. We want a little Christmas. We're going to make the very best of it. Anya Sheridan, myself, Adrian. Adrian Flannelly. Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's it. As a matter of fact, you can find us on Facebook just about any time. Facebook/ Adrian Flannelly of Facebook Irish Radio. Yeah, okay. And any time, friends, you want to get in touch with us, it's Anya. Anya, A-I-N-E, and then Anya Sheridan from Longford. Anya at IrishRadio.com. So long. God bless. Have a great Christmas, and anytime, anywhere in the world, you can catch up with us. You can listen to our interviews from as far back as you would like to go. And again, have a great, great Christmas. Okay. Thanks a million. God bless.